Well, it probably says we're going down. I think it's as simple as that and as clear as that. I think the owner, Mr. Leonard, probably said to himself, you know, I've probably spent enough. He's probably looked at the books. I don't know how much he's actually spent, how much he's brought in, but he will certainly know that. You know, they're 10 points off, four from bottom. Probably doesn't think it's a realistic points tally to get back, and he's made a big decision. He's going to go with the players that are currently there. Now, I've heard some of the quotes from Remy Gard, the current manager. That wasn't what he was sort of told when he took over. He felt that there would be funds available in January to strengthen the squad. And to have brought no one in is quite remarkable in many respects, because this is probably the best window for the teams at the bottom, because I think they're the ones that panic the most. The amount of money that's coming into the Barclays Premier League next season is huge. And for a club like Villa not to be in it next season would be unbelievable.
This is a dangerous game, isn't it? Make no mistake about that.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But it's one that has to be calculated. You know, do you spend good money after bad? Because I've got to be honest, some of the money that's been spent on players recently hasn't been particularly good. You look at the current manager, you know, if you look at his CV, he doesn't really know the Premier League as a manager. He knew it as a player. I don't think he's ever been involved in relegation battles, so that probably works against him. Prior to that, you had Tim Sherwood, who had come from Tottenham Hotspur, and it was a tough ask for a new manager to come in who hasn't been in the game a long time to be in a relegation battle. Before that, you had Paul Lambert. Likewise, it was a bit of a struggle for Paul. So I think Villa's been in decline for a number of years, and it's not just down to the management, I can assure you that. It's not the people that Randy Leonard's brought in. It's been down to recruitment. Recruitment at any club is absolutely huge. And whoever the powers that be that have made the key decisions, the players that brought in, they're the ones that have got the answer to the fans what's going on.